All body camera video from CMPD officer Wendy Curl before, during, and after she shot Danquarius Franklin is now public. The city of Charlotte had previously released only a 2-minute and 20-second portion of the 11-minute video. WFAE's Steve Harrison reports on what the additional video shows.
In the aftermath of Officer Wendy Curl's shooting of Danquarius Franklin, she told fellow officers that she had no choice when she pulled the trigger.
He pulled the gun.
Yes, he did. I know, Wendy. Are you okay?
I'm all right.
After more time passed, Curl said Franklin's gun had been in his jacket. He pulled it out after officers told him at least 24 times to drop the gun or put it on the ground. That's when Curl shot him.
I had to. He wouldn't drop the gun, and he brought it out of his jacket.
Hey, it's all right. You're all right. Look at here. You're sitting here talking. Right? Got kids at home, right? You want to see them this evening, right?
Yeah.
That's what matters.
And then a few minutes later, she talked again about the gun being in Franklin's jacket.
He had a gun. He wouldn't drop it. And then he reached in his thing, pulled the gun out. We didn't know. We thought it was in the hand. And I shot him.
When CMPD initially released body camera footage, it only made public a 2-minute and 20-second portion of the shooting and the moments leading up to it. That showed Officer Curl and Officer Larry Deal repeatedly telling Franklin to drop his gun before Curl shot him. Seth Stoughton, an assistant professor of law at the University of South Carolina and a former police officer, said the comments after the shooting confirm his earlier opinion that Franklin's gun was in his jacket.
It looks to me at the moment immediately before the shooting, about 43 seconds into the earlier video, that he is reaching into his pocket with his right hand and then taking the gun out. And when he takes the gun out, it looks like he's holding it from the top, from the slide, with the handle facing forward and the muzzle, the part where the bullet comes out, facing back along his arm, sort of back towards him.
Curl's attorney, Jeremy Smith, released a statement Wednesday evening defending Curl, saying the whole story of what happened cannot be told in the video. He said Franklin went to the Burger King with the, quote, intention of threatening a domestic partner after committing multiple acts of domestic violence inside the restaurant and pointing the firearm at multiple people. Then he left and went outside. He said Curl had to make a split-second decision about protecting a man Franklin was kneeling next to, as well as her and another officer. The extended video also showed that 3 minutes and 50 seconds passed after Franklin was shot and until Charlotte Fire and medical personnel arrived. By now, more officers were on the scene, and none are seen giving medical attention.
In the aftermath, I'm really surprised that the officers made no attempt to offer or provide first aid. That's not normal. That's not best practices.
It's unclear why the officers didn't try and help Franklin. Curl was unsure about his condition and asked a colleague whether he was alive toward the end of the video.
Is he alive? Hey, Hawkins, is he alive? Is he alive?
The lack of medical attention is disturbing to City Councilmember Julie Eisel. She and other council members watched the full video last week.
That took me back. It was very difficult to see that scene and not have anyone rendering first aid.
Police Chief Kerr Putney addressed the lack of medical attention earlier Wednesday. He said that his officers need more training to give first aid.
What cannot be more disheartening is watching a video, and we see a lot of them, and it appears that but for training, we could have rendered more aid. I can tell you the specific video of Mr. Franklin is a good example.
Mecklenburg Judge Lisa Bell ordered the full release of the video Tuesday. Meanwhile, CMPD's criminal investigation is complete. It turned over the case to the Mecklenburg County District Attorney's Office on Wednesday. The DA's review and a recommendation of whether to press charges is expected in about 90 days. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.